We are learning Masechta Sivamos Daf Samech Hayamud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top, end of a line. Tana Rabbana, Nisus L'Rishoyin, if this woman was married to one husband, L'Hoyer L'Banim, she didn't have children. L'Shein Div L'Hoyer L'Banim, married another husband and didn't have children. L'Shlish L'Tanasei, you should not marry a third husband. Like we learned in the Mishnah that she's already a Muchzik, according to Rabbi, she's already a Muchzik to not have children. She should not marry a person to not have children, cannot marry her. Elo, Lamish, Yesh Lebanim. Unless the guy has children already, then she can marry him because he has children already. Nisus Lamish and Lebanim. Let's say she went ahead and anyway, this person married her even though he was not supposed to. The halach is, Teitse Beloy Ksuba. The halach is, you have to give her a get, but the halach is, she does not get a Ksuba. That's the halach. She has to give a get. He has to give a get because he has to be kind per review. But there's no Ksuba. That means, even though usually she would get a ksuba the first two times, she gets a ksuba. Why? Because maybe it's his fault. Here we know it's her. Here it's we don't really know for sure, but after two times it's chazaka. So we know now she's the one who can have children. Therefore, she doesn't get a ksuba. The question is, Lamaisa, the guy who married her knew when he married her that she can't have children. So why doesn't she get a ksuba? He was asking him to marry her in this way. She should get a ksuba. So Taisa speaks out that the case was that he did not know that she was married twice and didn't have children. It was like Shikla Mechatayus. And therefore, there's no ksuba because she fooled him and she may believe she didn't tell him that she already married two people that didn't have children. That was the case. And therefore, she does not get a ksuba. Now, if you ask me a question, why from the second husband do you get a ksuba? L'chair, after 2 times 10 years, it's already a muchzik that she can't have children. So now we know it's her fault. She shouldn't get a ksuba from the second husband either. So that Tosfos speaks out in Tosfos of Maaseh Nisas that it got me mama in Rebbe's Maida that chazaka is 3 times. So after 2 times, she can't go get married again because she's a muchzik not to have children, but she still gets a ksuba from the second one because it's not a muchzik yet regarding mama. In mama, we learn from Shar Hamu'ud that the 3 times is a chazaka. And by Elohu, what happens if Nisas l'shlishi v'lohi l'banu? Let's say she gets married to the third husband and she waited 10 years. She didn't get a divorce, which is supposed to happen. She stayed married to the third person and for 10 years, l'hoyer l'banu. Now, we know, even regarding mamon, that she has a full chazaka here, she doesn't have children. Now, the first two husbands want that ksuba back. Because saying, if we gave a ksuba, of course, we weren't sure if you were a akara. But now we know you're a akara, because even it's 3 full times, and even got a mamon, you're akara. So, could they demand their ksuba back from her? Now it's Megalim Afreya that you were the one who would guard him, and they forgive us back a ksuba. Maybe the Shultan, you're right, I'm a kara. It just happened now. It wasn't from when I was married to you, I wasn't a kara yet. So what's the halacha? Mistavra, what's Amris Lahu, hashtu the kachshi. The svara is, because now she's the muchzik, she has the money, the svara is, the shikataina, maybe happened now, maybe right now I became akara. Not, wasn't Megalim Afreya, only now, after the third marriage, did I become akara, and therefore she could keep, hold on to her money. And by Lahu, what happens, if after, by Teitze, by the third husband, she was Teitze, without a ksuba, and so now, she married a fourth person, by Lahu, and this is the Ravi. She marries a fourth person, she has children. Maybe now she can go back. See, the first two gave her a ksuba. The third one doesn't give a ksuba because the third one already is a muksik, she doesn't have children. So let's say the third one goes ahead and asks the after marrying her V. So she goes, says, let me get a ksuba now. She goes to the third husband and says, I get a ksuba because obviously it was not my fault. Look, I have children now. Mao the titveil shlishi, shamila. We tell her, or the husband tells her, "Shtikusech yafam ediburet." It's better if you keep quiet. The motzi amala ano adaita dahachi loygarashticha. He could tell her, you know, you're making a fuss now. You're coming to the third husband, saying, "Give me a ksuba." Oh, you're not really akara. So then I didn't really want to divorce you. And it comes out you're married there illegally. The whole divorce is a null and void. So it's better be quiet. That was the Mara's time. Don't come asking ksuba, because if you ask for your ksuba, what are you saying? I was really not akara. If you're not akara, I shouldn't have divorced you, the third guy says.
But why is it that who says that a ksuba is not
being,
they're not
buchayim
ksuba to the akara? It doesn't say it in the ksuba. It says
no, because then it's like a shikul, it's bad goods. It's like bad goods. No, that's obvious. Everyone gets married to have children. That's what it's for. So it's like a little bit of the bad goods. That's why. Like, you could prove it. And it says here, but the third one was very proven that it's chazaka. But now she had kids in the fourth. So she could taina. So she could taina. Give me a ksuba now. So he says, what do you mean? Give me a ksuba, then I should stay married. So the Gemara says, okay, so therefore you don't get a ksuba, everything's good. Break the mask about Papa. He is shaska. Okay, good. You have a taina. She should be quiet. And now I'm shaskinan. If it's really a taina, so maybe we should taka make a fuss. Them to get bottom of an amazer. Maybe taka gets a mistake. Elamai what? Zakrashi. Elamai what? Elamai. There's no problem here of the get, because we know when a guy gives a get, he gives a get masafik, and he gives a get no matter what. He's giving a get no matter what. It's a real get. So now it's back shver. So why don't we get a ksuba? So what's talking? You can't tie that you don't get a ksuba because you have to be quiet. If not, the get will be bottled. The get's not bottled because the third one gave a get no matter what. He gave a get even masafik. So now it's back shver. Why doesn't she go get collect a ksuba now? Elam ridon has to the briyasa. As far as we say that she does not get a ksuba is because the husband, the third husband, Katayna, now you got better. But Shas and I divorced her, you are akarach, muhsik akarach. And therefore, I did not give you a ksuba. Now you want your ksuba, hashtu de briyasa, now you got better, so that's going to be his taina. He's the muhsik, he katayna that. So tomorrow, the husband and wife come to Besdin, and he wants to get divorced. He wants to get divorced because she doesn't have children. And he's tining, it's her fault. I'm not giving a ksuba. I know it's her fault. And she's tining, it's his fault. And therefore I get a ksuba. So who amar mina? He's tining, it's her fault. Now the Ramban speaks out, how would he know it's her fault? So the Ramban says, the case was, she's miskasha b'shas tashmish, she has a hard time b'shas tashmish, and the zera just comes right out. So he says, well, it's your fault. That's why you're not getting pregnant. V'hi amra minei. And she is tining that it's from you, but your zera is not yerek achet. It doesn't shoot like an arrow. Amrav Ami, dvarim shebeinoy lebeinoy, things that are private, that b'shas tashmish nemenes, she is nemon. And the Mukhi Yosef explains, she knows if it's yerek achet. He doesn't know. And therefore it's a bari v'shema. Therefore it's a bari v'shema. So the gabi that yerek achet, she knows better than him, and therefore she is nemon. V'tayimai, he kaimel of yerek achet, hu lo kaimel of achet. So what the Mukhi is speaking is Bari Vashema. I'm saying the Gemara says is Taina that she knows B'yarek Kechetz. Who lo kim lo B'yarek Kechetz? Here is no. Now, it comes out that she is Neman. So the Rishonim will ask, including Mukhi Yosef, if they ask, that the Gemara says in other places that if she comes with a Taina, that any Yarek Kechetz, she walks to the bed and says, my husband Zera is not Yarek Kechetz. Halach is, she is not Neman. Why not? Because we're scared. She wants to get divorced to marry someone else. So she makes up a story. So why hear you Neman? And for the Rishonim, it's Pashut. Here, she didn't ask for the divorce. He came to get divorced because he didn't have children. So in the Shakvet Arya, here she's believed in such a case. It's not Doyim with the other case. And here is just handling a Ksuba Shaila, but he's the one who's asking for the divorce. Another case, Omar Ihu also Insiv Ivzik Nafshay. Here, he didn't have children 10 years. He wants to get divorced. She says, give me a Ksuba. It's your fault. And he says, you know what? I'll do a test. I'll marry someone else, and we'll see if I have a baby. Then, if you know, I'll give you a ksuba then. We'll stay married. I'm going to marry someone else, and we'll see who's right. Even in this case, you have to give a get and ksuba. Shani Omer, Rav Ami says, anyone who marries another wife, the halacha is, she could demand a get, and she gets a ksuba. You can mitzvah her and give a ksuba, she could demand a get when you take another wife. Rav Amar, no, you can marry a lot of different wives, but who the islay limizinayo? Only if you have enough money to give them a zaynus, and therefore you could do a test and marry someone else. And about the Bezman Azel, we have Chaim the Rebbeinu Gershon for the past 1,000 years that we can't marry another wife on our wives, but make as in according to Rav, you're allowed to do that. Don't think more about it. Who Omar, we have another story over here where they came to Bezdin and after 10 years, and the Bezdin saying, you know, you're not married 10 years, you have to get divorced. Hu amar, so but the husband wants to stay married. He says, apalta begoyasa. She had a miscarriage within the past 10 years, and the Mishnah says, you count 10 years from the miscarriage. So he says, you know, she had a miscarriage within the past 10 years. Vihi amra, loya palos. She says, no, there was no miscarriage, and there was no miscarriage, so it's already 10 years, we have to get divorced. So, Amrav Ami, she's Nem in this case. Then Isa the Pila, because if she did have a miscarriage in the past 10 years, Nafsha ba'akarta loy machzaka, she would not So you're not telling one she's someone who can't have children because she's akara. Because for her, it's embarrassing to be akara. She'd much rather say she had a miscarriage. Therefore, if she's like saying the other way, she didn't have a miscarriage the past 10 years, you believe her. Because she would never do it to herself and call herself akara like that. And therefore, she's never.
We just said before that we're worried that she's going to only marry someone else.
So again, that's what we said. He's the one who came to... This Bezdin got involved. She didn't come ask for a divorce. They say she didn't have kids for 10 years. They said, you know, you have to get divorced. He says, no, she had a miscarriage past 10 years. She says, no. That wasn't the case. The only time we're chayshish when she comes to ask for a divorce. That's the only time we're chayshish. Like Rashi says, the case with this, anu ba'am l'kayfer l'hoitzi. We came, they were happily married. Bezdin came in order to force them to get divorced. That's what the story was. Zotim marvaita, anu chazaka. What happens if someone's wife, hepila, she had a miscarriage, v'chazav hepila, she had another miscarriage, v'chazav hepila, a third miscarriage, huchzika l'nefalim. The halacha is that there's a huchzik l'nefalim, and therefore, they have to get divorced. We Bezdin makes them get divorced because she is now a chazaka to have miscarriages. And Amrav Yitzhavar ben Elazar, Uvdahav and Midrash, there's a story in the Beis Medrash where she wasn't asked for a gerushin, but we came over, we saw a chazaka maybe, but Amru, and they said, he mehemna. No, I skipped the line. Hu amar apela terei, vi amar atlas. He says they only had two miscarriages. She said three miscarriages. Rashi, the case was that Bezdin was getting involved. She was not asking for a gerushin. They were just getting involved, and he said there was two miscarriages. She said three. And he said, he mehemna, she is believed. If she did not have the third miscarriage, she wouldn't have been machzik herself, that she would not have made herself into someone who's a muchzik to have miscarriages. So therefore, she's saying three. It's bad for her. And if she's saying it, she is nema. That's what comes out of the Gemara. And basically, the klal is, in something that's not good for her, if she says that, she's believed. She's saying the truth. She doesn't want to do that, but that's the truth. And therefore, she is believed that she's a muchzik for miscarriages.